Remember, if anyone asks, we're a nice, normal talk show. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Leads into who they're going to run as a candidate. It's already been decided. You can forget Joe, you can forget Bernie. It's already been decided more than 2 years ago who's going to run. And it's starting to come to fruition now.
And who do you think will be their front runner, Trevor?
Well, I said, I've been saying for more than 2 years, because I read their literature, I know what their plan is. It's going to be Kamala Harris.
Welcome, Kate Daly Show. Susan will be joining me in a minute, but man, I'm so grateful to her for coming on too. Thank you, Melissa, and in the previous hour. And also, I want to play a little bit more of that for you, because you have to understand, that was an interview I did in 2019 in October before their candidate was announced. And I know, even when I talk about this, you realize I know this whole thing's a show, right? It's a show. It's the Big Pony Show. And it's kind of a joke. In fact, today there was articles about Kamala flip-flopping on the issues. It doesn't matter what they say about the issues anymore. It doesn't matter. Why? Because nobody sticks to issues. I mean, nobody actually follows. Do you remember Romney? Romney didn't even have a section where he actually put on his issues. Because why? Because... Why? Nobody sticks to him. Nobody cares. Nobody will hold feet to the fire. So you can say whatever you want just to get in. Doesn't matter. That's why I always laugh when we're so, you know, what are they for? It doesn't matter what they're for. There's a lot of lying going on, so it doesn't really matter. So I interviewed Trevor Loudon from New Zealand. And if you guys remember, he named Kamala as who would be the front runner. Well, I made the point that, you know, she's very unlikable. You know, who likes Kamala Harris, right? And Kamala Harris doesn't have much of a resume, and I can't even imagine this person. And she's been so mocked. I just can't even imagine putting her in the presidency. Well, doesn't it make sense when Joe Biden starts saying, well, I probably won't last long as president, so whoever my VP is will probably be president. And doesn't it make more sense that this was all by design to get Kamala in the door so that they wouldn't have to run her as president, knowing she would never be able to get it unless there's a major amount of fraud, which we all know is very, very probable as far as happening. But I wanted to play part of this interview so that you could understand who is behind Kamala Harris, because this is what's important to know. Same thing with who was behind Barack Obama and who's behind Joe Biden, because they really are they're the puppets on the puppet strings. So who are those that have or are holding the puppet strings in the back? Trevor Loudon does a beautiful job in explaining this. And here is 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes, almost 5 minutes of our interview. Here you go. This was from October 2019. Here you go.
The guiding philosophy of today's Democratic Party is encapsulated in a book, a New York Times bestseller called Brown is the New White, written by a man called Steve Phillips, a former student Maoist from Stanford University, a pro-Chinese communist, who married into a huge fortune and is now a power broker for the Democratic Party. And his argument is real simple. 23% of the electorate are progressives of color, Black, Latino, Asian American, Native American. The Democrats own them. 28% of the electorate are white progressives. 23 plus 28 is 51%, the new American majority. And their only reason they're not in power now is that a whole bunch of Latino and Black citizens who lean Democrat don't vote in big numbers. So that's why the Democrats are putting all of their money into the South and the Southwest. For instance, you know, Trump won Arizona by 200,000 votes, but there were 600,000 Latinos in Arizona who could have voted but didn't. And that's where they're putting their money. They're doing this in Florida, Arizona, Georgia, Texas, New Mexico, North Carolina. They are targeting the South and the Southwest. and it's all identity politics, and that leads into who they're going to run as a candidate. It's already been decided. You can forget Joe, you can forget Bernie. It's already been decided more than 2 years ago who's going to run, and it's starting to come to fruition now.
And who do you think will be their front runner? Trevor?
Well, as I said, I've been saying for more than 2 years, because I read their literature, I know what their plan is. It's going to be Kamala Harris.
Ouch.
Now, she's now running neck and neck. Now, she is backed by the same Marxists, and they are Marxists backing her. She's backed by the same Marxists who put Barack Obama ahead of Hillary Clinton, who gave you Andrew Gillum, who almost won the governorship of Florida last year, and Stacey Abrams, who came within a whisker of winning the governorship in Georgia. They were just the trial runs. This is identity politics. Mm. Kamala Harris was raised by a Marxist father. Her boyfriend, Willie Brown, was a Communist Party supporter and a pro-Chinese activist. Steve Phillips is her mentor, the man who wrote Brown is the New White. Mm-hmm. He is her mentor. He is a Marxist-Leninist, and he has been backing her for several years, and he has risen her through the ranks to fill the role she's fulfilled to fill. She is half black, she's half Asian American, she's relatively young, and she's a woman. She is perfect identity politics candidate.
Well, yeah,
she's gonna.
You're against her. You're a sexist, or you're either a sexist or a racist. It's like pick one. I mean, you can just hear it now.
Yeah. Oh. But this is how they work. They don't have ideas. They compile all the minorities together until they get a majority. So they pick their candidates to appeal to minorities. See, we choose candidates who advance the correct ideas, liberty, the constitution, low government spending, great education, a strong military. We pick candidates, regardless of color or background, who will advance those values. They go completely for identity politics. They made a big mistake in running Hillary. It turned off a lot of the black population. They didn't vote for her in big numbers. And they're correcting that this time with Kamala Harris. She's going to get all of the Clinton, Hillary Clinton type money, and she's going to get all of Bernie Sanders' support base. It's already been decided. Wow. The primary is over. You know, I can tell you 100%. I read their literature. I'm writing a book on this. I've been studying this for about 3 years now. She was picked out years ago, and this is her time, and she will be the candidate.
Wow. All right. That was from my interview in October 2019 with Trevor Louden, and he's been on the show multiple times and an amazing voice in politics, always talking about the communists, the Marxists that are really running things and how they get into these positions. And have you noticed so many people in power in the United States aren't from here? You know, look at Barack Obama and his background. And I mean, we could do a whole show on that, and we have, trust me, back when he was president, but multiple shows. But a couple of things to point out, and this comes by way of Susan. Susan's going to be joining me in just a moment. But Susan's sister, Kamala's sister, Maya Harris, was an aide to Hillary Clinton. And she's also been taking hydrochloroquine for lupus for years. She's been in the news a lot. She's got interesting relatives. Her brother was with the, Department of Justice for quite a while. He's also the legal representation for Uber. Just all kinds of things about their family life. But black American woman, her father was Jamaican, her mother was from India. And it's interesting when you try to play politics with your heritage because and make that a focus for votes. Because it usually backfires, and so many memes now, they're kind of doing the Elizabeth Warren meme, which deservedly so, she tried to claim she was Native American and for votes. And these people still try to prop themselves up by using their heritage for votes. Is she not proud of her own heritage? I mean, it's kind of amazing that even in her Wikipedia page, it said she identifies as... It's like living the, we should just call the party the delusion party. We're supposed to play along with the delusion that Biden doesn't have dementia. We're supposed to play along with the delusion that he hasn't been a liar and run three other times or two other times. And the people don't want him. We're supposed to believe, you know, Warren is Native American. We're supposed to believe that Kamala Harris is African American. It's not true. We're supposed to believe that COVID is killing everybody left and right around you. It's not true. It's like all the things that they are pushing and the delusion behind them, they're not true. And I just wanted to kind of harken back. Do you guys remember the presidential debates for the Democratic Party? And do you guys remember how Kamala Harris went after Joe Biden on TV and he went right back after her, right? But you didn't see that coming from some of the other candidates. They weren't as hard on Joe Biden, but she was. And I made that point in the interview with Trevor Loudon from October in 2019, because I said, wow, that was kind of interesting to watch how she went after Biden publicly, because you usually don't get away with that kind of stuff, right? You gotta kind of be mindful of playing nice with each other to a certain degree, but she kind of went up and over that. And when he said that it was Kamala Harris was the pick, and we all know Joe Biden wouldn't last long, so Kamala would be president, it was interesting to me that somebody would have enough power that they thought they could get away with doing that on national TV, right? That's interesting to me. I don't know. Just thought I'd share that with you. I just remember her being more fierce than the other candidates against Joe Biden. Maybe she knew that this was going to be how this was playing out, was Biden president, because they thought people would go for that, putting her in as the VP, who she would absolutely 100% become president, because with Marxists pulling the strings, just like they did with Barack Obama, and it's the same people that are pushing her, according to Trevor Loudon, you're going to have, I just can't even imagine. I can't imagine this, but this is what they have in store. So would they be able to do enough fraud to make it happen? Because you and I both know that that can't happen without a major amount of fraud. And will the people stand for it? And right now, my faith in people with the mask thing, if we don't get it together, just even on the masks, do you really expect people to do anything when they see a fraudulent coup happen or a coup and a fraudulent election happen right in front of their eyes? Do we think they're going to do something at that point? They're not doing anything about masking up, and only 1% of the population right now is even tested positive for COVID. Our population in America, only 1%, and only 17,000 are considered serious. And people are masking up and mandating and yelling at each other. I don't know. I'll be back with Susan in just a moment. Hang on.